So I was at Aldi this week, the grocery store. The person next to me dropped an egg.
That's the same as like, isn't that a felony now? Grand larceny in a way? Vandalism, yeah, of a property over $10,000.
And wouldn't you know, Aldi King's horses and Aldi King's men, I don't know what they were doing, but they didn't look too successful. I think they couldn't put it back together again.
You know what? That sounds like a reason for Doge to come in there and kind of clean up all the King's horses and men. I mean, do all those men need horses? Or even all those men needed? We got a little fat to trim off this meat here. Employment being the meat.
Have you seen where they've got new images from under the pyramids?
Not recently, no. Although I've had heard of what you're proposing.
It's been in the news pretty strong lately because whatever method they're using...
It's a bunch of bats just squealing.
It's a high-tech version.
Of bats, mechanical bats.
They claim they've seen the pillars just clear as day. They've drawn up images and things. I've seen 10 articles on it.
Yeah.
Which was, of course, concerning to us. Because that's where we've been broadcasting from, beneath the pyramids.
And we weren't going to tell anybody, and certainly not like this if we were, so...
But we had to move, because I feel like they were getting close, and I just didn't want to get busted.
Not again. I mean, packing up and moving is one thing, but when the landlord puts like a, you know, time limit on it, that just makes things more stressful. And all those penises were drawn on the walls when I moved in. I just didn't say anything about it because I was trying to be a good sport. No reason to hold it against me. It's hieroglyphics. It's not like you can't paint over it. And you can forget about the security deposit. You're not getting that back.
We were kind of considering that Staunton City down there. It was definitely turning into it with us there, but...
Well, it was the Staunton Sphinx. That's what it was. And not to be confused with the Staunton Sphinx, the gas station. That, like, there was an actual Sphinx that we broadcasted from. Staunton, we called it, as the hieroglyphics were loosely translated.
It's always 22, 33, 44, but it's never 1-E-1. It's always 11. That pisses me off so bad.
Fuck numbers! Letters aren't that impressive either.
10-E-3.
Huh. That's a good way of looking at it.
Because I was thinking 1-E-1, but maybe it should be 10-E-1.
Where did our language for numbers and stuff come from? Like Romans? Because I just remember Roman numerals. I don't know how far back that goes, really.
It was in the hieroglyphics in the pyramid. Didn't you see them?
No. Too busy robbing graves.
Whether it should be 1-E-1 or 10-E-1, either way, I'm completely pissed off.
Oh, I mean, it does seem unfair.
So Joe and Jill Biden went to a real nice steakhouse this week.
I don't care. I think this is going to be funny. That's my reaction to the first part. You can continue.
Jill ordered a steak and a loaded baked potato.
Uh-huh.
And then the waiter said... How about the vegetable?
Hey! Seriously, that's just like, why don't we just come up from a cornfield and be like, hey Rob, yeah Todd, well, Joe Biden went to a steakhouse, you don't say, what'd they have? Well, Jill had the steak and potato, yeah, what about the vegetable? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And that'd be hee-haw in essence.
No, I picked up on it real early with the hee-haw.
What you were southern getting at. Accent, or I was, that's supposed to be a southern accent. I'm sorry, I have all my teeth.
I went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and they had some of the prop corn from Hee Haw.
Yeah.
I reached out and touched a leaf. You're not supposed to. And then the other cool thing that was in there was one of Elvis's cars. In the back seat, he had a TV.
Yeah.
A box TV. We're going to say maybe a 13-inch.
Nice.
But the way they built it in, it was seamless. So there was no such thing as a flat screen at the time.
Right.
So he had a box TV built in seamlessly. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I'm liable to think, depending on which era it was built, if you left it on all day, the car would probably catch flame. I would just question the quality. That was my point in saying all that. The old technology seemed rather faulty nowadays. Well, of course, we have technology that's made for that. Hell, you can get a TV in your driver's screen while your car drives itself. That's a good point about 11.
Mm-hmm.
Just circling back. By the way, let's let Pete Rose in. It's not that big of a deal. He probably bought hookers, too. We're just obsessed over the gambling. Come on. How was your week, by the way?
Well, I need like $75,000, and I'm trying to think of all the ways to get it.
Yeah.
None of the options are great.
What are some of the options you came up with? Let's start with the legal ones.
Basically, an equity loan.
Hey, I don't have a mortgage, but I'd like one.
So that sucks. The other things, maybe sell my place and just move to Texas, since South Carolina's never done me any favors, ever.
He's lived in the upstate. He hasn't seen the coast, guys.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording.
I don't think we would do Val Kilmer justice, and he's all in the news anyway, but he is dead, if you didn't know. Todd may have something to add.
Yes, Iceman is now on ice. Although, a lot of people are posting up his Batman role as being, like, quite memorable. Let's be honest, he only played that once, and it was in the next to last bad movie of Batman.
People say with a different director, it could have been great, though.
Originally, it was supposed to be Tim Burton's third one. Robin Williams was supposed to play the Riddler. And let's see, I forget who originally was. Oh, Billy Dee Williams was supposed to be Harvey Dent Two-Face. Which, as a kid, I was kind of thrown off because the cartoon had him as white. And I was like, what? And then I grew up with like, oh, okay. That
no, Billy Dee Kid was black, just like Jesus.
If you say so.
Do your research.
Yeah, well, that's true. The Catholic Church did whitewash the out of it, and Leonardo da Vinci certainly didn't help. Of course, he perpetuated the most popular image of Jesus in the most inaccurate way. Anyway, going back to Val Kilmer, two roles you need to see. And if you think about it, he plays these roles. No one else could play these roles and look like the character. Jim Morrison in The Doors, flawless. Although the movie's got flaws. Performance is flawless. And if you are familiar with the Wonderland Murders, Rob, are you familiar with the true crime story of the Wonderland Murders in Hollywood?
No.
Anyway, it involved an eyewitness account from John Holmes, the famous 13-inch penis porn star from the 70s. Val Kilmer will be missed.
It increasingly appears that humanity is a biological bootloader for digital superintelligence.
Gandhi.
Elon Musk. I want to talk about this yellow jasmine real quick while it's fresh on your mind.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah.
I got the biggest drove of yellow jasmine anyone's ever seen, debatably.
It's beautiful.
Which is the state flower.
Okay, yeah, this state, yeah.
And I would not have known that was Yellow Jasmine, I'm going to admit, except my dad pointed it out. He's like, wow, that is a lot of Yellow Jasmine.
And you were like, thank you, I grew it myself.
That's all I actually had to say about it. But Todd just saw it.
Yeah, these are things that happened.
Have you seen the girl online that got a nose job? She's young, she's got brown hair. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not offhand.
She had a true Toucan Sam.
Like.
Hold on, I want to say that without laughing. Toucan Sam. Mm.
God damn.
And people were in the comments like, oh, you didn't need to have it done. My ass.
Yeah.
She had it done. Apparently it was $11,000. It's a lot cheaper than $75,000, but...
Why don't you just get your back and replace it with a nose then? Wow, the after... Okay, now she looks... She looks better in the after one because she's wearing makeup. She's not wearing makeup in the first one, but the nose is drastically different, guys. You gotta understand, I'm looking at like... Wow, I'm looking at Dante's Peak versus a molehill right next to it.
I'm not saying the after is like perfect or nothing, but like it's fine, it's great.
Yeah, no, I don't think Easter Island has noses that big.
I could see that to be life-changing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So good for her. Yeah. She's gotten, obviously, her money back in exposure, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Said she's a TikToker.
Okay. And it'd be nice to see, my God, those nostrils. That's got to be Photoshopped. You could pick your nose with your thumb with nostrils like that. Look at that. You could do a whole eight ball in one bump.
Sorry we didn't have a whole lot of, what is it? A core subject this week.
But
we might cover those four suicides.
We got to. I think...
Or? Kurt Cobain's death.
Seems a little dated now.
Still interesting, though.
It's Courtney Love, or rather not Courtney Love personally, but like someone Courtney hired or either planned out to carry out the murder. It was Courtney Love. I don't know who the fuck shot Tupac. We'll find that out in Diddy's trial.